This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady's in the gun. Colley and Tompkins left. Brady throws it to the end zone for Kenbrell. Tompkins leaping.
He's got it! Touchdown! Patriots!
Kenbrell Tompkins!
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Brady in the pocket. Tom fires toward the end zone and a tumbling grab is made. Touchdown! Rob Gronkowski!
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are back at Gillette Stadium for the 2014 home opener against the Oakland Raiders.
Patriots trailing by three. Sets up with a throw to the right side. Catch made by Edelman. Prince to the end zone. And he runs it past the five. He dives to the end zone. Touchdown! And the lead for the Patriots.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Good morning and welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand, joined alongside Paul Perillo and Andy Hart, coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots have their home opener today against the Oakland Raiders. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing today? How you doing, Andy?
I'm great.
Yeah, hey. Doing well.
How are you?
Doing
just
okay.
Just watching the Oakland Raiders bring a whole contingent of ownership or whatever it is.
They don't travel
light. A lot of old coots. A lot of old coots out there.
Was the corpse of Al Davis being carried off the bus?
No, and unfortunately, I didn't see
that's
the Dumb and Dumber guy.
Because the one guy that sort of interests me with the Oakland Raiders would have been him. And
well, yeah. I mean, I'm a little interested in the other Davis with the bowl cut, and I didn't see him out there either.
Keep looking, though, Andy. Keep looking.
But Mark, do they have like a board of directors? Mark. Is that who this is that I saw?
I'm not sure. But you know what? They've been rolling buses in here for a couple of hours now. People with the Raiders.
According to our sources, Derek Carr, not one of the early arrivals.
I know.
That he's arriving much later than quarterbacks normally do in the process.
Well, they are the Raiders. And
he knows they don't have a shot in hell.
He studied. He's got this one licked.
The hay is in the barn.
There's a certain level of dysfunction with a team like the Raiders. Let me ask you this. Do we expect this game today to be a close game?
No,
I do not.
No. It'll be a significant spread, and hopefully a significant spread that has you feeling better about the game than last week's significant spread. Because I don't think a lot of people left that 30-7 victory feeling like it was that great a divide and that fluid of a win. And I'm hoping people see something a little more start to finish, both sides of the ball, kind of team victory today. And if not, good week for you.
Changes need to happen. Changes.
Heads are going to roll.
Changes, yes. Call
no, but I think people are going to say, 3 weeks in, yeah, they're 2-1, but it hasn't looked all that good and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think it will be. If it's, and I'm saying if it's 28-17 and the game is in, you know, question a little bit in the second half, I think people are going to be disappointed.
It's like you always say, Andy, you know it when you see it.
Right.
You know when it's just, you
I'm
know.
Like Roger Goodell, I know it when I see
it. They didn't play necessarily as well as it might have looked on the scoreboard or whatever, and you want to see a stop to that, even if it is against the Raiders, and it's not. Listen, the Raiders they're struggling. I mean, we've seen them the first couple of weeks. We've seen the highlights, we should say. We haven't really watched the games.
Were there any?
But they're just getting really dominated for the most part, and I don't see how that changes on the road. You know, their second time in 3 weeks that they're going from Oakland to the East Coast. Home opener for the Patriots. It just seems like everything is stacked against them.
My favorite story of the week, and we won't get to talk about it with a local writer because apparently no writers in the Bay Area do radio or are willing to come on our show. They're a bunch of dinks like their team. But we won't be able to ask about sort of the hot seat, Mark Davis. I mean, Dennis Allen, whether he's on the hot seat. You know, Paul and I, we had joked, we had heard, you know, some people think he might not make the trip from here to London and that he might need a ride back to Oakland with somebody to get his collect his belongings. I think that's an interesting topic that we won't be able to discuss with the babies in Oakland.
Because, again, their media core, if you want to call them, they reflect the team, as in they're not all that impressive.
Right.
Not very many people covering the team, and those who are apparently don't do radio. That's what we've been told.
I don't do that new radio thing.
I don't do radio. As you just heard.
If you covered the Raiders for a living, would you want to go on different platforms to let everybody know?
Well, listen.
Yes, because I look at it as a way to stop covering the Raiders for a living and maybe get a different job.
Get me out of here.
Yes.
I was about to say something similar. Listen, you got to get your name out there.
Exposure.
Because you know what? Someone outside of Oakland needs to hear you. That's why. The Raiders 0-2, their loss in week one against the New York Jets, 19-14. Then they fell to the Texans in week two, 30-14. The final in that game. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, which means we encourage your participation in this. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500, the North American toll-free number. Locally, you can dial 508-298-0398 or 855-PATS-500. The email address, webradio@patriots.com. That's where you send in your emails. If you're on social media today, whether it be Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or anything else, make sure you use the hashtag PPGS, especially on Twitter. Especially on Twitter. That's where we will see some tweets. Andy will be retweeting. Andy will be talking about the tweets. He's always on there. He's got his tweet deck going.
I do. I got my tweet deck going. Right now I'm retweeting that Adam Schefter said that Shane Vereen is going to play despite being listed as questionable with a shoulder injury. He had some other guys out there already, Collins and Buchanan, running with Harold Nash, doing a little pregame work as potential game-time decisions. So, yes, we're hitting it hard in the PPGS so far.
So put a PPGS hashtag on there. Also, you want to tweet us directly, you can do that. Andy's at Jumbo Hart. Paul's on there at PFW Paul, but as I say every week, he's not a good Twitter follow. He's not as active in the community as he should be.
He's not. He's not entertaining. He's not informative. Brings nothing to the table.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, at @Mark_Bertrand, if you'd like to follow along. Send us some tweets. Send us your thoughts during the course of the show. I'll tell you what, Andy.
Can I give a number now?
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Hold on. Coming in here today, coming down Route 1, coming into the parking lots, I think people are ready for this one.
Yeah?
I think people are ready for this one. There was a decent amount of...
Lubed up already?
There was a decent amount of traffic, and... I would say that's a good sign early on. Coming in, I got here around 9 a.m. today.
Week 3 is a little bit of a late home opener.
Yep, so people are kind of gearing up.
Waiting for this. And, you know, I think they, a 1 o'clock game. Nice day right now, although there apparently is a chance that thunderstorms could become an issue. Sometime noon, 1, 2 o'clock in there. But, yeah, nice fall, warm. I noticed, that's the first thing I noticed I walked out of the house this morning. It's been cold going to work lately. It was beautiful. It was warm already,
warm.
Muggy.
Warm.
So, yeah, it's a nice day to tailgate, get lubed up, and then watch your team hopefully kick the Raiders' ass.
People are out there, as Tom Brady says, start drinking early. I think that has happened in the parking lot. So if you're out there today, you're listening here to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, feel free to send in a photo or two from the parking lots. Want to know what's going on out there?
Yeah.
How you doing? How you doing?
A lot of tank tops. That's what we're looking for in the ladies.
So it is a late home opener. You're right about that. And if you're right here at Gillette Stadium, we want to hear from you. But if you're on the other side of the globe, we want to hear from you, too. We always have a very strong international presence on the program, and this is when we turn it over to Andy Hart to give us an international phone number.
Well, you know, I'm going to give an easy one, seeing as this is a short trip across the pond. London getting revved up for the Raiders to hit town against the Dolphins next week. They're still celebrating the fact that Scotland remains part of the United Kingdom. So in light of all those things, we'll give out that UK international phone number, 0800-163-851. That's 0800-163-851. Just in case you didn't get that, 0800-163-851.
There you go.
I ever wonder when I give it out the stupid way if anyone can actually pick up what the number is. Maybe that's why no one ever calls.
So we're looking for some calls from the UK today, and we know there's plenty of Patriots fans over there.
Yes,
so
UK Patriots Day. Let's go, people.
There.
Let's go.
We're gonna get to the top of the when we get to the top of the hour. We're gonna get to the keys to the game. Paul has stepped out momentarily, so he will be rejoining us. But let's
he's
go
on the air right now because I see his hands moving. A lot. Yeah. That means he's talking.
No one can see you, Paul. It's radio.
He is. He's doing his hand motion. He just gave the Bill Belichick palms to the sky. Like, what the hell's going on?
855-PATS-500.
Tapping the desk now. It looks like Liberace playing the piano. Now he put his hands together, made a triangle. Now he looks like he has big breasts. He's cupping them. He's really moving those hands. I've never noticed it this much.
He does do that one a lot.
He is. He's doing it right now. The hands are flying. At some point, he's going to notice that I'm making fun of him, I hope. No, he still hasn't. But he's
still into it.
Yep. Oh, now the right hand and the left hand. He's talking about a series of events, I would assume, coming back. You can actually try to predict what he's saying based on his hand movements.
855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. The phone lines are open for you. Let's go to them early and often today.
Yeah.
Jeff is in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hefe.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
What's happening,
word in Vegas,
Hefe?
Jeff?
Not too much. I'm sort of looking forward to this game just for nostalgia's sake. It's sort of fun playing the Raiders. You know, they're sort of wacky these days.
Yeah, because they suck.
Yes, it is fun playing the Raiders because it'll be over in the second quarter and they're
so bad.
Yeah, and looking at New England, it's like these games are just so fascinating just to see what's happening. And I think Patriots Nation has a little bit of a feeling of hopelessness, like going forward, just based on not having a deep play threat to stretch the field. Is there any kind of solution to that on the horizon, do you think?
Well, those who see the glass as half full, I think, are holding out hope that Brian Timms, based on what we saw in the preseason, although I don't believe he took a single rep with Tom Brady, based on that, people are hoping when Timms comes off his suspension, maybe he can inject something into this offense. And obviously, Aaron Dobson is not a speed burner, but he's shown the ability to make some plays down the field, fight for footballs. I think people are hoping the Aaron Dobson role expands a little bit. I personally don't think there is a real, true big play threat on the horizon.
Yeah, so it's like we have these games early in the year, and I think when we get into the meat of the schedule, I mean, that's when it's sort of some anxiety comes up as to whether this team can compete for a championship.
But I think the one issue you look at is, okay, maybe they don't have a true take the top off the defense, quote-unquote, guy. Do you have playmakers? That's all you need to develop. You need to develop playmakers, whether they are, you know, at the line of scrimmage and run after catch guys, whether they are Aaron Dobson being a physical guy who 10, 12, 15, 18 yards downfield can fight for the football. You know, Anquan Boldin was a guy that everybody lusted after here. Not a guy taking the top off the defense. Not a guy who's fast, but a guy who can make plays for a team in the postseason, and I think that's what they need to find. Same thing. Playmakers wanted. I've been saying it for about 5 years. They need more playmakers.
And do we know much about the Raiders' defense? Maybe perhaps today Gronk could have a breakout game and become Gronk again.
Yeah, I don't think the Gronk issue is in any way related to the defense on the other side of the field personally right now. I think Gronk is sort of a shell of himself, and you know, I think that's going to take a little bit of time here. I don't think it's going to be a snap thing that happens 1 week after another. I just think he looks a little uncomfortable, lacks fluidity. You know, he's not Gronk out there yet. So, yeah, I don't think the Raiders have a great defense. You know, their pass defense is ranked highly simply because people have been able to run all over them. But I think Gronk is still a work in progress.
Yeah, and as far as the Vegas line today, it's held steady. New England 14.5. It went down a little bit to 14. That's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
Yeah. Heavens to Betsy!
Okay, right now this number's at 14. I bought it down. I bought the hook and paid a little to get it at 13.5. I like New England big. However, just with the any given Sunday notion, we all see how these survivor pools seem to go, and there's one ridiculous upset seemingly every week. So I'm going to dabble 30 basis points on the Raiders' money line plus 750. That's God forbid if the Raiders should win outright, at least we get 7.5 to 1. But I do look for New England big, lock it in, give the 14, take New England.
All right, Jeff. Taking New England today. That's what Jeff is doing, as he does many weeks. Many weeks takes the Patriots.
Well, as he should, right? I mean,
yes.
Actually, I don't know that. How do they do, what do they say, ATS? Are they a good ATS team?
I can tell you if you really want to know.
I would like to know.
I'll look it up. I'll get it for you.
I did want to point out something I tweeted out earlier to our PPGS pipeline.
Yeah.
The one thing in this game that is kind of funny, and I wrote about this for the paper this week, is one of the issues the Patriots face is penalties right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worst teams in the NFL penalties-wise. Well, 263 yards Patriots have been penalized so far. Worst in the NFL. You know who's best in the NFL at 44 yards? The Oakland Football Raiders.
Really?
Really.
That's interesting.
You know, you think of them as the undisciplined, the old-school Raiders. You know, sort of the Lions now, that type. But only 44 yards of penalties for the Raiders, 263 for the Patriots.
Been very very disciplined team, apparently.
Well, you know, Dennis Allen's getting it going. He's got a disciplined team out there. They're not good, but they're disciplined. They're not going to force any penalties.
One of the things that Jeff brought up was the fact that it's fun to play the Raiders. And I think a big part of that in terms of fun to play the Raiders is due to the snowball, due to the 2001 AFC Divisional Playoff game.
Oh.
The Tuck Rule game, as many have known. Yes, go
when
ahead.
I was on Comcast Friday night, they had a graphic since the Tuck Rule.
Oh, I got
all
that for
comparisons.
You. Yeah, here it is.
Do you have the plus, minus, and point differential?
I don't have that one.
That was the one that was great.
I can
since
find
then, you. Patriots are plus 1,750 points. The Raiders are minus 1,250 points.
Wow.
There's like a 3,000-point difference
regular,
between the two teams.
Regular season since that game, the Raiders have gone 64-130. That's a winning percentage of 330.
That's not good.
The Patriots have gone 148-46.
That is good.
A winning percentage of 763. The Patriots have had 12 winning seasons. The Raiders have had one.
They had a winning season?
The year after.
Oh, yeah.
I was
2002.
Thinking since then. Okay.
Yeah, so since that following year, they haven't had a winning season.
They've had a couple 8-8s in there.
The Patriots have had two starting quarterbacks, Tom Brady and Matt Cassel, in that time. The Raiders have had 18 different starting quarterbacks in that span. The Patriots, of course, have only had one head coach since that point, that being Bill Belichick. The Raiders have had seven different head coaches in that time. They've gone through seven different head coaches
Name
since
them.
That game.
Name
Ooh,
that tune.
Oh, boy. Tom
Dennis
Gable.
Allen.
Dennis Allen. Tom Cable.
Tom Gable.
Bill Callahan.
Bill, yes.
Art Shell. How many were there?
Seven.
Seven.
And how many do we have?
I think it may. You know what, though? I want to know if that's counting Gruden.
Well, it shouldn't.
Yeah, because Callahan was
it
the coach
It doesn't count
next
Gruden.
Year.
It doesn't count
Callahan,
Gruden.
Callahan, Gable, Allen, Shell.
Norv Turner.
Kiffin. Lane
Kiffin.
Norv Turner.
I don't think so.
I think he's looking at the answer.
Oh, he was in that he was the Raiders coach then?
04 and 05.
I thought he was the Raiders coach before that.
Nope. Norv Turner. Here's the list from 01. Gruden left there after 01. It was Bill Callahan, Norv Turner, Art Shell, Lane Kiffin, Tom Cable, Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson was
and
the one.
And Dennis Allen.
Hugh Jackson's the one who got screwed. He went 8-8 in his only season and they fired him.
Yep. Because they are the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yes. Because they
he
are.
He also
the
screwed
Oakland
them
Raiders.
A little too by trading a boatload for Carson Palmer.
Was it his fault?
Oh, yeah.
He didn't make the trade.
Oh, no, he did.
The head coach?
By all accounts,
Hugh
he made
Jackson
that
was the one that made
well,
the trade.
Well, because Hugh Jackson is like Carson Palmer's godfather. Like, they're as tight as you can possibly be, and he convinced them this is the guy to turn us around.
Well, he definitely was not that.
No.
He was definitely
and
not
they
that
gave
guy.
Up, didn't they give up two first-round picks for him or
well,
something
they gave
like
up way
asinine?
Too much for him, but, yeah. What was the 330 winning percentage?
330.
His is 500.
Who's?
That's a good point.
Hugh Jackson.
Oh, it wouldn't have been had he played any more than one season. He got out while the going was good.
Well, he didn't get out. He was asked
to
leave.
He was told to leave. He said, you got to go. That in that deal was a swapping of sixth and seventh round. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, there's so many picks that moved in that deal.
Norv Turner would have been the one I never, ever would have got. I would have been convinced that he was the Raiders coach before that, before Gruden. Way off on that one. All right, good radio.
Sorry. Dead air there, looking at the Carson Palmer trade, which means nothing to today's game.
Correct, because he now plays for the Cardinals.
Let's
and
refocus.
Not playing again.
And not playing again today. Let's refocus on today's game. Let's get to the keys
yes.
to today's game. Let's have it.
You've waited all week for it.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Time for the keys to the game. What's it going to take for Patriots victory? We started with Andy last week. We're starting with Paul this week.
Ooh.
That's how it's done. What do we got, Paul?
This one is as simple as it can get. I mean,
show up.
You just need to have some focus.
Yeah.
Take this game seriously. Come out with a good frame of mind. The first game, you open the season with a 3-and-out, and then get your punt blocked for a touchdown. The second game, you open on defense and let the other team carve you up and go 80 yards in 7 plays for a touchdown. Come out of the gate focused, ready to go. Get a lead on a team that doesn't think it can win this game. Don't give them any more time to think that they might be able to win this game. Come out with a much better frame of mind and just get control of the game right out of the get-go and make sure you just don't get sloppy and turn the ball over. Should be as simple as that. Disrespectful as that may sound.
Paul's right. Don't fall into the trap. Don't give up big plays. Don't turn the ball over. I'll go with a simple one, though. An extension of last week and an extension of what they don't do very well is stop the run. Run Ridley. I'm looking for, you know, if you want to open up the passing attack, take some pressure off that offensive line, let Ridley get his carries and run the ball today against a defense that's giving up 5 yards a carry and 400 yards in two games. By the way, I got your answer, I think.
Go ahead.
Patriots as double-digit favorites, anyway, are 6-20 against the spread.
Well, that's not very good.
According to our guy, RJ in Vegas.
RJ in Vegas, thank you for that. 6-20.
Long-time friend of the show.
So he's basically saying I should take the points later when we pick, right?
The Patriots as a double-digit favorite are 6-20?
Patriots as double-digit favorites, 6-20 against the spread, 23%.
Okay.
For how
far back does that go?
26 games as double-digit favorites.
So only six times that has worked out.
That's interesting. I would have never thought it was that bad.
Yeah, I would have thought it was like somewhere around 500, right? Somewhere in that.
I know they had 1 year that they were awful against the spread.
Yes.
Like in the last 2 or 3 years,
don't,
they had
don't
a really
say against the spread. ATS.
ATS, Paul. ATS.
Same.
I'm just saving you. I know you don't like to burn calories. Say ATS instead of against the spread.
ATS. The Patriots this year, 1-1.
I think it's actually harder to say ATS.
1-1 ATS.
He'll fight anything. He will fight anything.
It's stupid. If I was writing it, I would write ATS.
ATS. Yeah, I can tell you what they were last year. This year, they're 1-1 against the spread. Last year, the Patriots were 8-8 ATS.
That was good.
Wasn't that kind of hard to say, though? Paul thinks it's hard to say.
No, it's very
it's
easy.
Cumbersome.
It's very
cumbersome.
Easy. Very easy to say.
Well, for you, I mean.
ATS.
You know, that Peterless.
Just to sort of
Vikings.
Set the table for what went on earlier. I mentioned it, Paul, but just to, you know, Jamie Collins was out there working out, obviously coming off a thigh injury. Based on all eyes in the press box, he looked good, didn't seem to be struggling in any way.
Do you think he's 100%?
No.
Then I wouldn't play him.
Okay.
All right. Paul's
no, I think he
on the record.
I think he will play.
So you're questioning Bill Belichick's decision making?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
Because I think this is a game that you're going to win with or without Jamie Collins. Why get a nagging thigh injury that's going to slow a guy who's speed-based?
Why let that
linebacker,
flare up?
Why let that linger? Sit him out. Again, you're going to win this game. Sit him out.
You won't cover, but you're going to win.
Now,
it's going to hurt the ATS.
Now, I'll give you the other side of the argument, because Bill would have just given me like the Michael Hawley treatment from last year.
Throw-up face.
I mean, that's so ridiculous. Like, why would you go into an NFL game?
If a guy can play, you play him.
You know, if he can play, he can play. And I get that. I get
I
all of
that.
I don't
think you do, Paul.
But
doesn't sound like you do.
To me, it doesn't make a lot of sense to play a guy at less than 100%, especially a guy like that. A thigh injury could be really damaging to a speed-based linebacker. I don't know if it's just a bruise or if it's like a quad injury. You know, who knows? Thigh. Right? That could be a lot of different things. Right, Andy?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Could be a sciatica flaring up down the outside.
You know, I remember Willie McGinnis, back of the leg.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Melvin.
We're off to a good start on this show.
Tennessee. No, what's up, Melvin?
No, I'm sorry. I left you.
Hey, Melvin. Hold on, Melvin, 1 second. It's reflective of the game.
I think it is. There's no juice for this game at all.
See, that's like a trap game for players.
Right.
Like, we should be above that. Show up and put on a professional broadcast.
We're not above that.
Treat this game like what it is. One
Who
of 16
you
get every year.
Who the hell do you think
year.
We are?
I'm a professional.
I don't see this
go
show
ahead,
winning
Melvin.
Any awards.
Melvin, no, save us.
What's going on?
Okay. Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
All right. I just got to make a quick point. I know this is on the other show, but talking about how the Patriots should be a, you know, run versus pass team. And I can kind of float with both sides of the argument. But, you know, obviously if a team is, I feel like for this team long term, if a team is bad against the run, obviously test them out. So I'll go ahead and go into a game plan testing them against the run. But I feel like that this team eventually, like later on in the season, is going to be the most effective when they're passing the ball. I feel like Ridley had his basically his 1,200-yard season when they were really afraid of that pass. So with that being said, I feel like if you get your pass game going, then I feel like that's going to help to complement him as well. So right now, I feel like this is a good game. They can kind of test it out, you know, eventually going there with your run, all that stuff like that. But this is game situation. You need to get the Amendolas, the Tim Wright. You need to get all those people on the same Gronkowski. You need to get everybody on the same page, because I think that's going to also help to contribute to the overall balance, because I feel like that's when he was the most effective, that 1,200-yard season, when that passing game with Hernandez and Gronk was really clicking. So that's the only thing I'm saying. I'm going to talk to you in the show. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Thanks, Melvin. All right.
I agree that his rushing production in that season was based off of a passing game. It was pass first, run later. I don't think this passing offense is going to get to that level at all this year, personally. I think that's very doubtful, based on a lot of factors, based on Edelman, Gronkowski, health, whatever those guys are doing, and based on, I'm not sure the complementary weapons are as good as anybody thought they were going to be, or certainly planned them to be when they were brought here as second-round picks or $30 million receivers. And I'd like to see Ridley get a chance to try to run the ball, take a little pressure off your aging quarterback and your disappointing passing offense. I don't know whether we'll do it. Paul doesn't want to do it. We've argued about this all week in various forums, but I'd like to see Ridley get a chance to run, baby, run.
Justin's in Virginia.
I don't want to run the ball.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, Justin.
I thought you. Didn't we argue? Didn't I argue? Or was it Fred I argued with that about? I don't know.
I don't think I said that they shouldn't run the ball against this team.
No, I mean in general.
I don't want to run the football. You just got a Belichick response right there.
I don't think I said that, Andy. I see. Here's the problem, and in defense of both of us here, I'm not taking shots at anybody. Andy and I argue about so many different things during the course of the week that we lose track.
Mm-hmm.
The last specific one that he's talking about, and I'll open this to you because you know where we stand. Andy says yes, I say no.
Yes.
Should they be a more run-first based offense? Period. Not today. Period.
I don't believe that. No.
Yeah, I don't either. Andy does.
I do. I think that helps your pass protection.
Well, I didn't really have the takeoff that I was hoping
play
for.
Play action passing. To me, the more you say I have the ability to come out, spread it out, and throw the ball, I think you expose yourself to injuries to Edelman. I think you expose yourself to not that good.
Are you basing this just on the offensive line?
No. The complementary receivers as well. The fact that Gronk is a shell of himself and that Edelman has a back injury in week two.
Listen, I like Stephen Ridley a lot, but I just don't think that they have, I don't know, they just don't have the type of back where that's going to put fear into any of your opponents. When you run the football.
Well, see, I don't...
I just don't know that if you look at your schedule, and as Paul said, not just for this game, but for any game this year, that you say, we're going to go out today and we're going to run the football, we know we're going to have success with it, because there will be weeks where they can't run the ball.
That may be true. There may be weeks,
I think we've seen that.
I'm not even talking about fear. I don't think any team looks at this rushing offense and says, they're going to rush for 260, 300, and they're just going
to
plow us
down. Do you have to game plan for any of the backs on this roster?
No. Well, I think you need to game plan for Vereen. Personally,
yeah, but I look at him more as a receiver than anything else.
Ridley.
I think I look at Vereen and I look at him more as a receiver now.
Well, you got a game plan for him.
Yeah,
whatever he's playing, you got a game plan for his abilities.
In terms of their rushing abilities,
yes, but
rushing abilities.
Yeah,
in terms of a rushing attack.
I don't think there are that many running backs you game plan for in the NFL.
I don't think there are either, and that's why most of the teams are pass first offenses.
But you have to respect some of them. Like, I don't think there's anything tricky that Frank Gore does. I don't think he's this unique guy that you say, we're not used to this. They're going to run the football. He's a good between the tackles, powerful runner. We got to get our run fits right. We got to tackle well. We got to play run defense. And I would say he's not as good. You do the same thing for Stephen Ridley. I don't think he does anything that wows
you. Technically, you have to game plan for it, but I think that there's much more respect given to Frank Gore than Stephen Ridley.
I just said that.
Oh, right. I know. Well, that's kind of my point.
I think you need to respect Stephen Ridley.
Game planning is the not the right way to say it.
Because if
not
Brandon Bolden's out there,
as a defense, are you
putting
that
much differently than
Stephen Ridley? Emphasis or focus on a particular player in the run game for the Patriots?
And the way I'll put it,
the answer is no.
I think if you would ask Minnesota before the game last week, that the Patriots are going to do exactly what they did on offense and exactly the same results that they had on offense, Minnesota would have said, sign me up. I'll take that any day of the week. You're going to slog your way and run the ball three-fourths of the time for 4 yards a carry. It's going to keep me in the game. Now, Matt Cassel took them out of the game, but they didn't do anything to win the game necessarily offensively, and I think Minnesota would have taken that. I think any opponent would take it if the Patriots said, Tom Brady's only going to throw 22 times, and they're going to run it 38. Was that what it was? 38 times?
Something like that
for 150 yards. I think any opponent the Patriots see over the next 12 weeks would say, great. 14 weeks, whatever it is.
Compared to 2, 3, 4 years ago, then that's the proper mentality if you're the opponent.
Well, I think over the last year down.
I think over the last year and a half, you know what keeps the score down? The passing offense just as much. When they go 1 of 13 on third down, this passing offense is not what it once was.
Yeah, but it's
that's the issue here.
But it's not that bad every game.
I think the Patriots are living in the past a little bit.
By the way, that's what you did last week. 5 for 14 on third down.
No, I know. Which is why I personally think you need to transition so that the running game is a more regular part of your offense.
They ran the ball 2/3 of the time last week.
Yeah, they were all runs. That were
when was
failed,
the last time
the failed
they,
third downs
when was
were
the
runs.
Last time they did that? They need to work.
And they were
five of 14,
was it? 5 of 14.
How good's the passing game
game
been through 2 weeks? So we're going to scrap everything
passing
that has
game
failed.
Is not, the passing game has not been
good. Been good enough.
As Glenn Ordway
but
would
who's
say,
the
you're
players.
Making my point.
But who's the better players? Tom Brady,
where's the better
Julian
personnel?
Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, or Stephen Ridley in a banged up, well,
right.
not banged up, but a patchwork offensive
right
line?
Right now,
which
I
is
have
why
no
I,
idea.
Which is why I asked you.
Living in the history and living on resumes and names could get you in trouble. That's my point.
That's all we're doing.
I think for the last year and a half, your passing offense has been middle of the pack.
Whose resume are they? Whose resume are they living on? Whose resume are
the
they
Patriots
on?
Passing offense?
Okay,
they're
like,
thinking,
so who are the individuals involved?
That mentality
that
he just voiced. If I'm a defense, I want them to run the ball as much as possible because Tom Brady, that keeps him on the sideline. Well, you know what has kept Tom Brady and company on the sideline? They're not that good anymore. Their passing offense is not roll out of bed and score 38 points. Their passing offense is now very inconsistent. And that is what I think everybody is perceiving. They're living off the history of that offense rather than the here and
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the answer is go to the what has been at times an inconsistent running game. I don't think that's the answer.
So I do. I think you need to be far more balanced. I think you need to be far more balanced on offense. And, you know, when you go
they
one of
balanced last week.
When you go 1 of 13
out of
in
whack
the passing
last week,
game.
They haven't had any balance in either of the first two games.
Right. Well, there's been no balance so far this year for this team.
What are you talking about?
In terms of being balanced, run versus pass, they have not been balanced so far.
They were all passed in the first game.
And they were all run in the last game.
That's obvious. They were all run in the second game because they had a 30-7 lead,
right,
and they
ran
out
the
clock.
They were all passed in the first game because
they were coming back.
They were trying to come back.
But they
haven't been balanced.
They clearly came out planning on being balanced in
there
Minnesota.
Was more of an effort to run.
Had Minnesota
wait a minute,
been
Andy, there was more of an effort to run the ball last week for this team than there was in week one because
yes.
of the issues
no
with
question.
The offensive line.
Well,
so it wasn't just because they got up
that's
early.
That's how I feel.
It wasn't just because they got up early.
I think you're
they
making
the
my
ball.
Point. They did
no,
what
no,
I want
I'm
last
making
week.
My point.
Yeah, but
my
not
point.
Successfully.
Well, but they did. I'll get back to people like you are the ones who go with Josh McDaniels.
People like you.
I'll try to watch some games
and learn
about this newfangled sport.
It's called football.
Well, are you going to tell me there's never been
American
good rushing
football.
Attacks that chip away, chip away, chip away, and at the end of the game you said we had a good day, even though that midway through you didn't have a good day? That's never been the case. That doesn't work that way anywhere.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's what they did last week. They chipped away, chipped away.
I don't
away.
Think they chipped away at anything last week successfully.
Oh, I okay, I do then.
I don't think they ran the ball very successfully last week.
Yeah,
I don't.
Okay.
I know that they came up with 38 carries for 150 yards. I don't think they were ever in control of the line of scrimmage at all.
See, I think they were in the second half.
No, I mean, I don't. I think they got one quarter of the yardage in the last two plays that Ridley ran.
And I think that
16
happens.
And 9 yard carries when the game was 30-7 and the other team is saying, what time's next week's game? That's when they
I
got
think that
yards.
Happens a lot, and we've had this argument before.
Yeah, well, I think in a close game,
Antoine Smith,
in a
I think,
close game,
did it for like a year and a half here.
Yeah, but
where
you
he
know
just
what Antoine Smith
had like
did? In close
three,
games,
three
he
yards
would break
a
that
carry.
Run.
And when has Stephen Ridley had that chance? That's my point.
Fourth year. He's had his chances.
He's had his chances.
I'm sorry
he
if I don't think
actually.
As much of them as you do. I mean, listen,
but no,
okay.
no, see, that's where you confuse
I don't think he's
things.
As good as you think
you,
he is.
You act, no, I actually don't think he's that great. You know
I
what
know
else
you
I don't.
Don't
think is that great? The passing game.
Yeah, well,
I think the passing
I
game
I
has been pretty pedestrian.
That's the only disagreement
that we have. And if you're not
going
to get Rob Gronkowski to dominate, you are a run-of-the-mill
and
you don't,
he's been
below
back for 2 weeks.
Average.
But if you don't continue to get him involved,
he's
not
back for 2 weeks.
And so far, he's not very impressive.
I agree with that.
I completely agree. But what's to say that he looks that way in week 6? Or 7.
But what if he doesn't?
Well, then
so you're not going to be that
good. So, and you're not going to be the team that you thought
okay,
you were going
to
be.
So we'll
year.
Just ignore that we have other options.
I just don't
See,
think
don't,
you can
I don't
make up
you have
for
another
that
option.
With Stephen
you
Ridley
do.
Running
I think
more.
Stephen Ridley
I
is
think
a
if you want to be
NFL
a pedestrian offense,
I,
you can run the ball.
So
you
just like
you
were last year.
Pedestrian offense, you throw the ball.
Just like well, I think they were more than pedestrian last year.
You think
this year they've been pedestrian?
Why were they more than pedestrian?
Because Gronk was a part of
for 6 games. Gronk was dominant.
Absolutely. And if you don't get back to
that, I don't think
you're going to be right.
Right now, I'm concerned that I'm not going to get Gronk back.
Okay, well, I'm not concerned about that yet. It's only been 2 games.
Because he's got a massive brace on one knee and a massive brace on one arm, and he looks like a shell of himself.
I 100% agree with you.
He didn't look like a shell when he came back last year.
I agree.
And that has me concerned.
I'm with you
all the way. And I think you have to plan for other ways to be victorious.
The only thing that we
disagree on. You have a defense that most fans think is going to be elite. I'm not to the elite status on the defense yet, but I think you're going to have a competitive defense that can make plays. I'd like to run the football.
And they'll be good enough offensively to beat most of these teams in the regular season. But if Gronkowski, if you're right, and the knee braces prevent him from doing
the braces prevent him from being himself, who he is.
They will I will agree with you. You will not have a good enough offense to compete with good teams.
See, but I don't just say, oh, my passing game's gonna stink. Well, you know, Josh, we run the ball. We don't do that around here. I'd like to see them try to run the ball.
Don't take that to be like, we're not running the ball.
Don't run the ball.
I don't want to run the ball twice as often as I pass it.
You guys are going with what I think is accurate. This team has won and lost with the passing game. I'm going with, well, maybe we can run the ball. Maybe we can change our identity a little bit. And I don't see a problem with that.
I just don't like it. That's all.
I know you don't, because you don't think you can win that way.
I don't.
But I think we've seen examples you can win that way.
I don't think you can just run the ball. I don't think that's the way to go about it.
See, that's what you do. Just run the ball. Not what I said.
Twice as often as you pass it is what I actually said.
Run the ball to be a balanced point. You just said you don't just run the ball.
You missed the first part of the sentence when you were talking. I said, if you're going to continue to run the ball twice as often as you pass.
Because you don't listen, Andy. That's why.
I do listen.
No, you don't.
But I don't play Fred's little game and get confused by Paul. I just continue to argue my point.
We put Justin on hold.
Because we don't know as much, Mark. Yeah, you and I don't know as much, so we get confused.
Let's get to Justin.
Quite the contrary, because I just stick to my opinion.
It's just an opinion that's different than yours. It's not a wrong one.
And I never said it was.
So there's nothing to be confused about. There's no one's talking on a higher level plane.
You just said you don't listen because what I actually said was 2-1 and not 1-1.
But you said
that would involve
don't run the ball at all.
No, like, that's what you said.
Right, well, no. See, no.
That Mark and I are saying Stephen Ridley should have zero carries.
No,
that's not what we're saying.
Right.
I don't want to go into games where you're running twice as much as you're passing.
And I'm saying just run the ball, right? No, pass it.
No.
So you're not doing the exact same thing.
That's not what you said.
But that's what you made it out to be.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely yes.
Okay. But Mark and I are both listening to the same conversation, and we're hearing something different than you're saying.
That's because he's on your side.
Okay.
He's arguing your side of the
Again,
point.
Differing
you're
opinions.
A suck-up now.
Yeah.
I didn't call him a suck-up. He just has a terrible opinion in this matter.
There you go.
Justin, in Virginia, thank you for waiting and holding on.
We told you we'd get you this show back on track.
There we go. We have rallied on this show today.
And by the way, I gave you what you wanted. You started that being disappointed when
Let Justin speak, Andy.
You just, when you laid this out.
I forget how we started.
You laid out the argument.
Oh, the run first then.
No, that's all I got there.
Well, from him, I was like looking for a little elaboration. He goes, no, I don't agree with that.
Justin, go ahead.
I was hoping for a little something.
Justin, the floor is yours. Go ahead.
I think if we run the ball more, Vereen's going down and Ridley's going to fumble to the point where we score less points than the opponents. And I really hope Darrell Revis doesn't get toasted by one of the Raiders this week. Every week I've been hoping he hasn't gotten toasted, and he always does. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Justin. Thanks for the call. You know what? Justin, more negative than Andy today. I didn't think that was going to be possible.
I am not negative in any way.
I actually don't think Andy's been negative. I just disagree with him. That's all.
I just happen to think you have a great fullback, and you have a good running back.
Now we know what this is all about.
Who's blocking dudes on the ground.
Reason. We've learned the real reason behind all of this.
If you listen long enough, you can figure that out every time.
Man, he's always got an agenda. 855-PATS-500. That's the phone number on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Web radio at patriots.com is the email address. And use the hashtag PPGS on Twitter and other social media sites this morning. Add some spice to your morning with Dunkin' Donuts Spicy Smoked Sausage Breakfast Sandwich. It has egg, American cheese, and the unmistakably bold taste of spicy smoked sausage. Grab a spicy smoked sausage breakfast sandwich today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. That's a limited time offer. The PPGS right here, the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, running on Dunkin' today and running on all kinds of great arguments about the running game and the passing game for the Patriots. We'll talk more about it with your calls coming up next.
Raise your Budweiser and repeat after me. Here's to the show, Hardball, America's game. Here's to spring training and the fall classic. Here's to infield singles, doubleheaders, and triple crowns. Here's to walk-offs, pennant chases, and curtain calls. Here's to the beer that has always been there,
Here's to Budweiser. Here's to baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Have a prediction for today's game? Let us know about it on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email your prediction to webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Mark, Andy, and Paul on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Welcome back to the program.
Yes, you do.
We don't have a guest. That's when we typically talk to him.
No radio voice.
You have a radio voice.
855-PATS-500.
You have a radio.
You don't use it all the time, but you have a radio voice. Like when I listen to Felger and Maz, you argue in one voice, and then you do your little update thing in a different voice.
Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
Price and participation may vary.
I'm Mark Bertrand on your home for sports.
It doesn't sound anything like that.
No, but you do have, like,
you have a radio voice.
You have a radio voice. Kevin doesn't have a radio voice.
No. Doesn't have a face for TV either.
I don't have a voice for anything.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Hanging out with you, 855-PATS-500 is where you get at us. 855-PATS-500. We get the Sunday six-pack coming up. This is not one of the premier games on the NFL schedule this weekend, I could tell you that.
I could tell you that when I walked in the studio and there's barely a TV truck here.
I noticed that.
From New England.
Did you see
evidently the game's not in HD this week because right, like there's like a half a truck. It's like somebody turned around the corner from like, some mechanic
came in. Most of you listening have no idea what we're talking about, but envision this. When let's say it's a Sunday night game or a 4 o'clock game on a Sunday, outside of our studio here at the stadium, it's like a compound. There's like eight trucks out there.
Wires
and big, huge trucks, too.
And you've got a hundred different people working the broadcast on the technical side. You know, producers and tech people and just people everywhere.
Who do we have today?
Broadcasters?
CBS.
Crap. Oh, it's on CBS.
Is Danny Dell going to be here?
I don't know. Trent Green is going to be on the broadcast crew
Trent
today.
Trent Green.
I like Jenny Dell.
But today. So
same as the first week then.
Yeah, I think it's the same crew. Today you look
Trent
out
Green
there.
Trent Green will be apologizing for criticizing Derek Carr. I feel like I'm piling Derek Carr here, but he's got to make
like
that
beating up on Ryan Tannehill, but so you got to make that throw.
So instead of like 12 giant trucks, there's like an RV out, like a small RV out there today.
I actually think Foxborough Community people? Access is running the broadcast today, and they'll just call it from the
one
CBS.
One camera the whole day.
Exactly one shot. Like. We got a one shot. Where's my two shot? No. We got a one shot.
They're going to have to zoom in and zoom out a lot, but
let's go to the blimp.
I don't blimp. Even the Bob's Discount Studio gets a big truck.
Yeah.
We're an HD truck.
They're lacking on the truck front.
Bet you there won't be any whatever the overhead cam or any of that today.
It's good
either.
Truck talk here. Good truck
great truck talk.
Which you know like what I it means. If they go to replay and there's a controversial replay, you won't have as good or quality number of replays, and then Bill will be mad post game. Actually, let me just say, Bill's going to be mad post game, regardless of what else goes on.
Let's
so ridiculous.
Go back to the
I could see them winning like the 59-0 game. You know, that's about pretty much what we expected.
Andy,
you know, Oakland's a competitive football team. A couple bounces just didn't go their way today.
He's going to kill us both today.
Andy gave the number for the UK earlier when you had stepped out, Paul.
That's not right that you did that when I wasn't here to laugh.
But, you know, we're going to have another opportunity. We do have a caller on the line, one of our
from
buddies.
From UK?
From Australia.
G'day, mate.
We never gave the number for Australia.
Do you want me to?
Yeah, why don't you give the Australian number just so in case any more Australians want to call.
1-800-429-286. That's 1-800-429-286.
429286.
I said to him, you think no one ever really gets these numbers I give out, Paul? Is that why we don't get any phone calls? They don't really understand what's coming.
James is in Australia today. Hey, James.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for helping me keep awake and glad I called the right number.
Well, do you have any trouble when I give it out? Is it hard? Tell me how you would give out that
number
in Australia.
Well, it's 1-800-4-something-something, then three more, or?
Yeah, it's 1-800-429-286.
Yeah, that's about what I'd do, because normally it goes, the mobile numbers here are four numbers, three numbers, three numbers, so.
Oh,
that's
so
what
it's,
I'd do.
Okay, so.
So, like, give us a number, you know, how you would say a phone number.
Give me your mom's number.
Yeah, give us your mother's telephone number.
don't do that.
Oh.
0414-1234.
5414-1234-4424.
Something like that. I'll actually just give Andy the granny chat hotline.
All right, what do you got today? Wait, what time is it there? I like to know the time.
Oh, well, it'd be about 1:30 according to my iPad.
1:30 in the morning. Oh.
Yeah, 1:30 Monday morning.
Tomorrow. Monday Night Football. Yeah. Woo!
Monday morning
football.
I'll be getting the sunrise middle of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's weird. Well, I mean, not
yeah,
to you.
It really does. It really does throw you. But when you get used to watching things like the Premier League and whatnot, it's Yeah, price you pay for living down here.
Yeah, everything else pretty good, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful weather. It's probably warmer here in the middle of the night than it is for you guys right now.
Right. What do you think of the game today?
I'm hoping I'll drink enough coffee to stay awake.
Look out for that lightning delay.
Yeah, I'm hoping there's no lightning delay. Otherwise, I'll be getting to bed closer to 7:30 than 6:30. Anyway, yes, you guys were talking about the running backs before. Just out of curiosity, who do you think would be better in this system, Stephen Ridley or Antoine Smith, circa 01, 02?
Probably Antoine Smith, because he'd never end up in the doghouse, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's just, you hear a lot of comparisons to the Super Bowl winning teams and their style of offense, and it's one of those things where you think, would Smith be better here, or would Ridley be better in that type of system?
You know who would really be better? Corey Dillon. If we had a 1,600-yard back who didn't fumble and was relied upon, then Paul would be okay with running the ball. Maybe not.
I'd be happy with a 1,000-yard back that didn't fumble.
Oh, well, he might not fumble. He hasn't fumbled yet, right?
No. You get up 1,600 yards. I don't, yeah.
We're two games in. He's 1/8 of the way there.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens. I mean, looking forward to the game, and yeah, if I'm awake, I'll try and call in for the post game.
What's your prediction?
Excellent.
I'm going to say Patriots win by about 20, but I tend to be wrong a lot, just half my girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Is she hot?
I'd say so, but she's fast asleep at the moment, so she won't hear me.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay. All right, have a good one.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right, James. Take it easy.
So she's not really hot, you know. I would say that if she were awake so she'd hear it, but I won't, so that's what he was saying. Interesting. At least I now know how to give out a number, at least to Australia.
Yeah, I'm not sure you do, but it's at least you think you do.
Okay.
Brad's in Maine. Hey, Brad.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. What do you got? You confident today?
I am. I'm confident, and I'm calling to side with Andy and kind of not side with Andy in a way.
I'm going
to
hang up on you.
I 100% agree with you that we have to run the football, and maybe for a different reason. I think that, you know, we need to establish the run because I think the Raiders are abysmal run defense. And more importantly, I think we need to set up the play action pass. I mean, we need to get this offense rolling, you know, the passing game. I mean, with the second game in, you know, no one... I don't think I can sign against pretty much everyone that says they're not super satisfied with the way the passing game's going. And I would really like to see them maybe in the second half open it up a little bit. You know, we get a comfortable lead and just light it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I agree with you on all accounts.
It sounds like you agree with me. You think they need to pass the ball more effectively, right?
By running first, right?
Today.
Run the pass.
Today. You want to run the ball today against a bad run defense, right?
Yeah,
and then set up play action passing. So that's what I want to do.
We need to get Dobson involved. I mean, you know, I'm confident that we're going to win a lot of games just because, you know, we got TB12 under center and we got Belichick. But, I mean, we really need to get our offense in a little bit of a rhythm. And I think that...
I agree.
Running, right? I got you. I heard you.
Kind of a tune-up game for these guys because I think that, I mean, the Raiders don't have a great pass defense either. So I expect them to put up a lot of points, and I hope they do.
I think they will. And otherwise, everybody's going to be disappointed and the post-game show should be quite a blast.
Well, I can tell you what, if they don't put up a lot of points, it's going to be fun to watch Tom Brady's presser because he's not going to be happy.
Well, what do you got for points?
I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of like 34 to maybe 10, something like that.
Yep. I like
it. Good.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
I like that, Brad. Brad, thanks for the call, bud.
See you, fellas.
Thanks, Brad.
I do know how to give him a phone number. He's in Maine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure the people in Maine understand phone numbers.
Actually, they probably just have that old school way where you, operator, give me 3.
Yeah.
Bensonhurst.
Operator looking to call Foxborough, Massachusetts.
But he doesn't have voices.
No radio voice.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number, even in Maine, from what I understand. All throughout North America, you can reach us at that number.
Mexico, Canada, Nova Scotia.
No, that's a part of Canada.
I know. I just wanted to be specific. We have a lot of fans in Nova Scotia. It's almost like northern Maine.
It kind of is. A lot of Bruins fans up there, yes. A lot of Patriots fans up there.
Oh, so you start out mocking me, but then you agree with me.
Well, no, I just want to let you know that it was part of Canada.
I know.
It sounded like you didn't know.
No, I do know, actually. I know my geography quite well.
It's like, hey, we've got a toll-free number for
Let's see. We've got it for Mexico. We've got it for the United States. And, hey, even for Alaska.
All right. Well, Smarty Pants, since you are the expert on geography, does this phone number work in Puerto Rico?
It should.
Oh, but you don't know for sure, do you?
Oh, I've never been to Puerto Rico.
Is Puerto Rico part of North America?
Yes, it is.
Are you sure?
I've never been to Puerto Rico and called this number, so I don't know.
Why don't you try right now?
Second straight week, the Patriots and Actors are a little bit later than everybody else's. Oakland's are out.
And you know what happened last week.
No MJD, which is not a huge surprise, but Matt Schaub inactive as he tends to, I guess, his wife had an emergency C-section.
Oh, that's not
yesterday.
Good.
I expected to see some Matt Schaub today, to be honest with you, by, like, you know, say the second quarter.
Well, I was going to save it for, like, the last segment of the show, but do you expect to see Jimmy Garoppolo today?
I think there's a chance. Good chance. Yes.
Good chance, Paul
says. I'll say yes.
Jimmy G show, and somewhere, Mike Giardi changed his pants.
617-779-0985.
617.
You just gave
out
the wrong number.
You just gave out the.
I did it.
The phone number.
Is that the first time?
It's the first time.
You just give out the.
I just gave out the Sports Hub number. Wow. Absentmindedly, I was trying.
But you're the professional.
I was trying to read some emails here, which I'm about to get to. Simon writes in, "Hey guys, do you really?
Why don't you give out the real number now instead of the fake one? Don't
confuse. 855 Pats 500.
Thank you.
If you call the other one, I don't think they're going to put you on the air. Simon
will.
Writes
they just
in,
won't put you on this air. You can talk Pats over there too.
Is it pregame? No, they don't take calls.
Oh, they don't take calls?
No.
Oh, then we are not only the world's best pregame tailgate party, we're the best pregame talk because they won't let you talk.
That's why
God
we're here.
Forbid we couldn't let Gresh take a break and actually take some callers. Talk about the wham block.
It's unbelievable the way he just makes fun of absolutely everybody.
Great. Simon writes in, "Hey, guys, do you really think this offense is capable of blowing out a team? I think unless the defense turns the ball over four or five times, the Pats won't go above 30 points today. Your thoughts?" Simon. I think the Raiders are bad enough that the Patriots offense could put up that amount of points today.
Sure.
Yes.
You can certainly make some plays against this team.
People might, I'm sure Andy's going to jump on me. I think the Patriots could predominantly run the ball today and score 30 points.
They should.
This is a bad run defense, and I don't see any reason why the Patriots shouldn't score 30 points against this team. Turnovers or no.
John,
be able to move the ball and score points against this team.
John writes in, "Listening to Andy and Paul go at it is radio gold. You guys have me rolling on the floor in this miserable Chicago day. Off to a sports bar to watch the Pats. Radio gold! Radio gold.
Thank you, sir."
Al from Italy writes in, "For some strange reason, I'm looking for this game even if the Oakland Crackers are terrible. Question, if the Patriots play sloppy, do you think we need to be worried? Other question, do you think that, that Billy O'Brien used to challenge Tom Brady more? It seems like Josh is more of a friend than a coach to Brady. As always, less Andy, more Paul." I would be very much concerned if the Patriots offense is sloppy today against the Raiders. That would be a concern.
I would be concerned about it. And the other part is an interesting dynamic. There's no doubt that Bill O'Brien was tough on Brady. They had their battles. Now, I don't know if the converse is necessarily true. Is Josh too easy on him?
Is he too much of a friend?
Is he too?
Did they grow together for too long?
Interesting way of looking at it.
They were both
nobodies. The same age, right?
In the summer of 2001, they were both nobodies, essentially. Yeah. They ascended to a Super Bowl winning coach, a Super Bowl assistant coach, offensive coordinator, and a Super Bowl winning quarterback together. They sort of stepped along the way together. Does that make a difference? Although I will say, you and I know for a fact that there's nobody who is more of a fan, and I'll use the word fan, of Tom Brady than Bill O'Brien. Literally a fan.
Unbelievable.
Billy O'Brien thinks Tom Brady walks on water.
Bill O'Brien uses Tom Brady in every other address to his team about whatever the topic may be.
Really?
So let's not pretend that he's some hard ass who puts Brady in his place and doesn't bow down to him. He thinks he's the god of the quarterback position.
Yeah, but I do think, and maybe it's just the snippets that we got to see, when we watched training camp and we watched them on the practice field, obviously they had the famous blow up in Washington a few years back. I haven't seen a lot of that with Josh. I haven't seen him necessarily be upset with Brady in that kind of a way. But that doesn't mean he's not tough on him. That doesn't mean the coaching staff doesn't hold Brady accountable, and O'Brien was the only one that did. You got an active Zandy over there? You look like you have a quizzical look on your face. No.
It was actually some girls that sent it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry,
I blew your cover.
Speaking of Nova Scotia, our buddy Cody in Nova Scotia reaches us here on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. What's up, Cody?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Love the pregame show, and I love the PFW in progress.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you.
I'm right in the middle of your guys' debate between the passing game and the running game. I think you sort of got to be a little bit more balanced. I see both sides like it's just sort of messed up, right? I think you need to get a little bit more balanced and just hit it hard with Ridley, and then Brady's going to hit him over the top.
That's Andy's point is to try to soften him up and improve the passing game by helping out with the running game. Listen, that's football. I agree with you guys. I think that could work today. I'm not sure how much it's going to work as a long-term thing, because I'm not sure they're going to be able to run the ball well enough to have the play action be as effective as some people think.
Once again, for some reason, the Patriots account is not tweeting out the inactives. I'm getting reported inactives, so I'll go with Doug Kayed of Nesson. Don Jones, Aaron Dobson, Zach Moore, Josh Klein, Ryan Wendell, James White, Michael Buchanan. Obviously, the one that jumps off the page is Aaron Dobson. So that means Kembrell Tompkins, who was inactive last week.
The great Kembrell Tompkins.
Okay, now I just got it from the Patriots. Let me just confirm that these are...
Speaking away from the microphone.
Wait a minute. Well, no. See, that was wrong. That's why I don't... Damn it! It's Alfonso Dennard, Don Jones, Zach Moore, Aaron Dobson, Josh Klein, Ryan Wendell, James White.
So it was the right five. I mean, the right seven.
Oh, he had Dennard too?
I don't know.
I didn't hear you say
Dennard. I don't think he didn't have Dennard the first time. So Dennard, Jones, Moore, Dobson, Klein, Wendell, White are the official at Patriots.
So you swap
Dobson.
For Tompkins. You swap Dobson for Tompkins, and Zach Moore is out. And Buchanan? Was Buchanan one of them?
Buchanan is inactive.
He is inactive.
No. Buchanan's active.
He's in
Collins is active. Yeah, Moore is out, right.
Yeah, and the...
But Ryan Wendell is not in the mix at center.
And Klein is back out.
Klein is out.
Right, he was
in last
week.
James White continues to be a healthy
scratch. So Klein's
out,
Collins in, Buchanan out, Moore in, Dobson out, Tompkins in.
Yep. That's exactly right. So there are your inactives for the Patriots.
I'm really
today.
Surprised about Dobson. I thought that he was working his way back. They get his feet wet last week. Evidently, it's just a three-way competition there. And LaFell has the edge because he plays special teams. Because you got to have your receivers be four-down players, Andy.
Well, you got to have
your
penalties
feel?
On the fourth
You know what I
down.
Feel right now, Andy? When's our next break? Because I feel one of those rants coming on.
It's coming up
I'm
soon.
I'm really not happy.
It's coming
I'm not
up
happy
soon.
With this. This is going to be the least happy 34-13 win ever.
Why are we taking a break for that? Why don't we do that right here?
No. He wants to have enough time before you take a break. He's expecting an extended rant.
I don't understand the importance of having wide receivers that play on four downs.
This is what we're looking for.
I agree, especially when they're not very good on the first three.
Why do you not just go with the best wide receiver? This is why I wanted to stop, because I don't like when I do this. No one else
should
can talk.
But we do. We do.
I know. No.
You were also wrong, by the way, on the your little analysis of Kembrell Tompkins. Remember we talked about he didn't really want to talk?
Oh, yeah.
And you said he's probably inactive. He's apparently active.
I said there were two different ways that could go. Either
easy, Glenn.
Well, I said I'm going to repeat what happened, Beetle, and you can interpret for us. I said to you that either he doesn't want to talk until he's done something, or he knows he's not playing and doesn't want to talk. And you responded with, I believe it's the latter.
No, because you told me it was the latter, and I said I agree with
I said I agree with you.
You've been doing this a lot longer than I have, so I defer to my veteran teammate.
Such a fraud. F-R-O-D, fraud.
So do you still want to throw the ball?
Yes,
I still
want to
develop that Kembrell Tompkins game. How about we develop the second round pick?
I don't feel like you're going anywhere.
Why is Aaron Dobson inactive, Paul? Answer me. Is he still hurt? Could it be a physical thing?
Either way, it's not good. If he's still hurt, then that's bad. And if they really feel like it's Tompkins is a better option,
that's
and LaFell is a better option, that's bad. That's bad. Really,
you know
bad.
What the bottom line is? If you're Tom Brady dropping back to pass, that's bad.
That's bad.
There's nothing good for it. That's why, you know what Tom Brady should be doing? Handing off.
By the way, that run defense that Oakland has that, you know, is last in the league is missing two starting linebackers today.
That ought to be good. But we got to go out and throw the ball, Paul.
CeeLo Moore and Nick Roach. I didn't say today. Today I would agree with you. Run the ball, get control of the game, and then worry about trying to get your other. Although it doesn't matter. Evidently, Belichick's not concerned about getting other people involved because they're inactive. So who cares?
Maybe he's saving him for late in the year. You know, that tough stretch late in the year. He's saving him for that.
Great.
855-PATS-500 is happy. The phone number for you.
When are you happy?
855-PATS-500. Paul's not happy.
When Belichick coaches right.
Ooh.
How's that?
Paul's so, according to Paul, I might tweet that. Paul Perillo,
Bill Belichick
colon,
doesn't
Belichick
coach
coaches
right.
Wrong. That's what Comcast would do.
They would. They would tweet it out.
Their little tweets.
They would tweet it out, and then Indian, I would be talking. I don't remember saying it that strongly.
Let's get to a couple more calls here before we take a timeout. Chester
time.
Is in Oregon. Hey, Chester.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing what's well, up? Man. What's up?
Oh, man, doing pretty good. You know, like most of Pass Nation this week, you know, all week I've had a tough time getting pumped up for this one. I got up today, and, you know, aside from this game being a great opportunity to tune up, you know, I looked at the schedule, and it dawned on me, you know, this is the start of a five-game stretch of AFC matchups. You know, we're thinking ahead. We're, you know, wondering, you know, what we're going to do in Kansas City and this and that. But, you know, it starts now. We got to get AFC wins. We're 0-1 in the conference right now. You know, to me, it's time to get this team on a roll. It's got to start with Oakland. We've got to come out with all cylinders. This next stretch, the next stretch of AFC matchups that we have in consecutive fashion like this, which we have, you have five in a row coming up, won't be till the end of the season, the home stretch where we have four in a row. You know, we've just really got to get some momentum with the conference and get these AFC wins early in the year. You know, I feel like we just cannot let up. You know, from week 8 to 14, we've got a super tough stretch. And we've got to be peaking out at that time, like Belichick says, you know, peaking in November. As I said earlier in the week, you know, I was predicting 27-10. I'm now updating that to 35-10. I think we start clicking in the red zone, and Amendola gets 5-plus catches. This guy's a weapon, and we've got to see him in action today. I'm counting on that, because if it's not happened, I'm ranting hard on Tuesday. That's all I got, you guys. Go Pats. Over and out.
All right.
Looking Thanks, forward Chester. To Tuesday.
Yeah, because he'll be ranting if he's going to rant if Amendola is not a huge part of the offense, then he'll be ranting on Tuesday. I mean, unless Edelman gets hurt or something early in the game, which case he'd probably be ranting about something else.
Right, Edelman getting hurt.
Let's go to Alex in Chicago. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
All right, well, I just woke up from a nightmare. We were down 70, so I'm glad we get a chance to play them again. I don't like this whole musical chairs game we're playing with the receivers, you know, having them inactive one week and the next. I think that we should have all of them, you know, dressed on game day, because there's no way these guys are going to develop if each week one of them is sitting out.
There's no question, and I'll use Tom Brady's own words. Hopefully we do a better job of getting on the same page. Well, it's impossible to get on the same page as last week in terms of either Dobson or Tompkins, because last week they were in different spots. Tompkins didn't play last week, so you weren't on a page with him. And Dobson's not playing this week, so you're not going to be on a page with him. So Tom Brady not getting what he wanted.
Yeah, these guys need to be dressed and playing. All the wide receivers need to be active. And what's going on with Alfonso Dennett? Is he really seriously hurt?
I got it. The shoulder that he had procedure on this offseason clearly wasn't completely healed, or he suffered a setback, one or the other, but he has a shoulder injury.
All right, well, regardless, I think with this week's inactives, we'll still be able to take care of the Raiders, and I'm looking forward to a win this day, today, so good luck, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
By the way, Matthew Sherman chimed in. Chester should speak for himself. I'm always pumped for a Pats game. He didn't like Chester speaking for him. I got you, Matt.
Jason's in Maine.
Yeah, you know what? I do too. You know, Andy, I've been telling you all week. Oh, I don't like people. I don't like people speaking for me.
Jason's in Maine. Hey, Jason.
Who's speaking for you?
Hey, guys. So I was watching the game on Thursday with the Falcons just creaming the Bucks, and I was thinking it'd be nice if the Patriots, when playing a bad team, could look dominant like that. And we haven't seen something like that in a while. I was wondering if you guys think there's a hope for that today, playing against the Raiders, and if not, what does that mean looking long term if we can't look good against a bad team?
Well, there's something in between the two. They may not be going for 28-0 in the first quarter, but they also could roll to a pretty convincing victory, right?
Yeah, like I think you could have won 30-7 like you did last week, only in a more dominating fashion than
what
you did last
week. What if I get my
week.
What if they open up with a 9-play drive in which Ridley has 7 carries for like 70 yards?
And that's
dominant, and yeah, you're going to eat up a huge chunk of clock, so you're not going to be up 28-0 in the end of the first quarter.
And instead of letting the tight end catch 3 or 4 passes and move down the field and then pick a pass off to end a drive, you're just dominating right from the start defensively. You know what I'm saying?
I expect them to dominate today. I expect I will not be bitching later.
And I don't think we'll be doing a lot of bitching later.
Make that promise.
I'm not going to make a promise. I don't expect to. I expect it to be a pretty much. I actually expect to be sort of trying to downplay it because this team is so bad. But it's not quite like last week where you were like, this is a no-win situation for the Patriots without Adrian Peterson. There's plenty to gain today. You need to play some good football. I don't care. Oakland has some individually talented players. They don't necessarily play well. Like I said, in 2004, this was probably a pretty good team right here. Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley.
For only 10 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to unfold, but
imagine how much hair Paul would have.
I don't think we're doing a lot of bitching in the postgame.
I think we will be about something.
Well, I think there's a chance that people are going to get a little carried away. We might bitch.
We might bitch about that. But I find it hard to believe we're going to go 2 hours postgame and not bitch.
But I'd rather bitch about that than bitch about, geez, we just beat the Raiders 27-24. You know what I mean?
You know what's pretty funny?
Beatles trying to do a read right now.
I'm going to ignore him, and we're going to keep talking. Everyone was almost unanimous this summer about which Patriots rookie would have the greatest impact as a rookie. That was running backs James White.
That was my pick.
In full disclosure, that was my pick.
Unanimous. Everyone was unanimous on that.
Almost everybody I heard listed James White as the... I'm going to say unanimous.
No.
Stork might have been number two. Those were the two guys.
Well, my pick was Easley, so...
You're so full of it. He's such a revisionist. My pick was Easley.
Don't you remember? Andy?
No, I don't.
Hold on. Don't you remember when I came in here and told you
that
he was this year's Bam Childress? That's who James White was. Talking about James White.
That's a ridiculous
statement. Well,
that's
just stupid. He was a fourth round pick who was very good in college. And so you admit there was a lot of hype.
Way too much. It was related to the hype. There was way too much hype.
Everybody predicted him to have
There was hype about Bam Childress?
No, there was none.
You know what I mean? Guys that look good in
this year's was Brian Timms was Bam.
Brian Timms would be Bam Childress.
That's
right.
The comparison.
You know what I'm saying? Guys that were overhyped in training camp.
No, but not fourth round picks who are running backs who are expected to come in and contribute.
It was about the hype, Andy. It wasn't about the quality.
But it was about the hype,
jackass.
But it's not a fair comparison.
Never mind. It's not worth having. You're wrong about it being unanimous. Is what you are. You're just friggin' wrong.
I'm borderline right.
All right. Let's remind everyone that Dunkin' Donuts pumpkin lattes are back. Come in after 12 p.m. and get any medium latte for $1.99. Enjoy the season's favorite flavor with Dunkin's new pumpkin creme brulee latte. America runs on Dunkin' plus applicable tax. Participation may vary. It's a limited time offer.
But not price, apparently.
The Sunday six-pack is coming up next. Go nowhere.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Want to join today's show? Call the guys on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social and your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on patriots.com. Coming to you live from our Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots host the Oakland Raiders today. You can email us at webradio@patriots.com. You can call us at 855-PATS-500. That's the Ace Ticket Hotline, locally 508-298-0398. So give us a ring. Let us know what you're thinking as we head into this game today. 1 o'clock kickoff here at Gillette. But it's time to take a look at some other games across the NFL. It's time for the Sunday six-pack.
Ah. nothing like cracking open a six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
All right, time for the Sunday six-pack, where we pick six games, ATS, as we like to say, against the spread. ATS.
Some of us.
No, Paul thinks that's too difficult.
Yeah, it's cumbersome. It's not cumbersome. But from what I understand, we are all tied in the standings. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yeah, it was a rough week last week. Mark
and the week before,
Mark,
wasn't it?
Mark 2-4.
I think I won one game the first week.
Yeah, Mark 2-4, Paul 2-4, Andy 1-5 last week.
So we are all tied. Yep.
So you're all tied at 3-9.
Wow, we are terrible at this.
I went 2-4, and I was the only one that picked this stupid San Diego game.
You were.
I should just stop guessing.
What do we got this week?
Here we go. First up, San Diego at Buffalo. Buffalo by 1.5.
My first. I will take the homestanding Buffalo Bills. I think the Chargers feeling really good about themselves after said win over Seattle last week. They travel across the country right into the heart of our time. I think the Buffalo Bills, ladies and gentlemen, will be 3-0 on the way to a 5-11 season.
That's bold. You know what? I'm sticking with Paul. You know why? Because I'm not going to give up any ground in these rankings. I'm picking solely based on what Paul picked.
In week three.
That's it. That's
in
it.
Week three, he's That's playing that game.
Aren't we all tied?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? Paul's better than the both of us at this. So.
No, he's not, and I will never agree to that
point.
I was
last year, but not this year.
He was last year.
I've won three games in 2 weeks.
I'm a man. I'm a competitor, so I'm going to pick
I'm a man! I'm 40!
So I'm going to go with the San Diego Chargers, because nobody feels better about themselves than the Buffalo Bills right now. Our time. And so I'm just going to go with the team that I think is better, and that's the Chargers.
Philip! Next up, Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore by 2.5.
Baltimore.
This is a very tough game for me.
Baltimore.
I'm
going to take Baltimore, but I think that is a mess. That story, that ESPN story that came out late last week has got that organization reeling, and I don't think it's going to end well.
By the way,
I will take Baltimore.
Good for John Harbaugh, by the way.
That was the one thing I mentioned that to Andy. I really like John Harbaugh, and I was really disappointed by the fact that he didn't come out stronger. I don't know. It's a story that says, you know, who knows? Maybe he's one of the sources that says, well, I was trying to get rid of the guy. You know, who knows?
Who knows
where that comes from? But I was glad to read that anyway.
Third up, Kansas City at Miami. Miami by 3.5.
I like Miami in this one.
I like Miami, too, because I had to stay on pace with Beetle.
I'm going to go with Miami. I think Kansas City's going down the crapper with all these injuries and Miami at home, as Fred Kirsch would say, still September in Miami.
Well, obviously the Patriots play Kansas City next week, and Andy and I reading some of the preview stuff for the Chiefs. I wanted to off myself. I was so depressed reading some of those stories. So I agree with Andy. Too many injuries.
That was Miami, right, Andy?
Everybody on Twitter is pissing me off right now.
Sorry.
James White and Shane Vereen are being compared because Vereen essentially had like a red shirt. Vereen was hurt early in his tenure here and never played catch-up.
Right.
I don't believe White has been hurt, has he?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so drop the comparisons, people.
But he was working out with trainers last week.
All right, game four.
That's true. They don't always report.
A lot of hype with that guy.
Chicago at New York.
It's like Bam Childress.
That's Monday.
Remember when he came here all hyped up?
The one thing I did say about White was I was really looking forward to both him and Vereen on the field at the same time. We're not going to get that.
Not going to do it. It wouldn't be prudent.
Can't even get on the field.
Chicago at New York. New York by 2.5.
Can't even get on the field.
Chicago at New York.
Giants?
I'm going to take the Jets.
Oh, it's the Jets.
Chicago, the defense is really banged up. A lot of injuries. I think they're going to have a hard time stopping the running game for the Jets. And this is the kind of game at home they can kind of control, keep the score down. Gonna have to find a way to deal with those wideouts, though, with no cornerbacks. That might be an issue. But
that's my issue. That's why I'll take the Bears. Those cornerbacks, those wideouts, those points. Cutler.
I'm with Andy. I'm taking the Bears.
The Cutler did it with a rifle right arm.
All right. So, fifth one, Denver at Seattle. Seattle by 4.5.
I am gonna take. I'm going to take Denver. I think Seattle wins, but I think Denver keeps it close. I think I went with that on our radio show. I'm sticking with it. Denver stays within the points.
I'm going to take Seattle. I think at home they're just a different animal, and all the stuff I said negatively about them last week going to San Diego, I would say the opposite is true at home. I think They get a lead, and I think it'll be a much more competitive game, obviously, than the Super Bowl, but I don't look at a different result. Seattle.
So
Seattle.
The ball won't sail over his head on the first snap, and it'll be over from there?
Is that the last one?
No.
Nope. Oh, got one more. Okay.
Oakland at New England. New England by 13.5.
Oh, that was the last one. Patriots.
Patriots, I think they're going to cover this.
Despite their record ATS over the last 26 games,
6-20 record.
I am going to take the Patriots to roll through the Raiders and be impressive today so that no one can bitch except
Paul. And improve their ATS record,
yes,
right?
Going to go to 7-20
ATS.
In the last 27 ATS.
And now Paul has something. Paul, what's up, Paul?
Well, we were just talking about James White.
Yes,
and
we were.
Andy was railing about people comparing Shane Vereen rookie year, James White. We don't, you know, White's not dealing with any injury, but there was the thing in Minnesota where he was working out with some of the training staff or the strength coaches before the game. So maybe Chris Price from WEEI tweeted out recently that they like White. I'm quoting right off the tweet here. They like White, but if they try to get him through to practice squad, he'd be scooped up by someone else. It's either that or IR for the year. Now, I don't know. He has IR in quotes. Maybe he means, you know, you sort of invent an injury for him, or I don't know if he perhaps is referring to an injury that he has that we don't know about. Because, he's not on the injury report, hasn't been on the injury report. He played in all the preseason games.
Now we're believing the injury report.
I don't believe the injury report. And the fact that he was working out with the training staff last week tells me that he probably is dealing with something.
Aren't we all?
Huh. Life in general. Right? Dealing with something.
Is it a problem when the host is nowhere near his microphone and it's just like reading?
No, I'm just waiting for you guys to, wrap up whatever it is you're talking about. That's all. I mean, Andy, we know you like to talk. Sometimes you have to shut your mic off.
What?
I said sometimes we have to shut your mic off.
That is not true.
That happened once already during this show.
Did it?
Yep, it did. Earlier, I was trying to do a Dunkies read.
Dunkies?
Yeah. So we shut. And then we had a phone call and you wouldn't shut up, so we had to keep you down.
I had stuff to say.
Yeah.
I always have stuff to say.
We didn't get any calls yet from the UK, but we do have an email.
Well, they're still celebrating the keeping of Scotland within the family.
Are they celebrating that?
I don't really know. Okay. I just know Scotland didn't. Did you know Scotland has a lot of oil? I learned that in that whole process.
Good for them.
They would have become one of like the top 10 GDP or whatever.
They should sell it.
Well, but it's also going to run out wherever their reserves are.
Oh.
So would have been a short-term gain for a long-term problem.
Liam writes in, hey, guys, I thought I'd send in my first email of the season this week. I wanted to ask you guys, who do you think is our best receiver behind Edelman? I personally think it's Dobson, but I'd like to hear what you guys think. Dobson today, inactive, in case you did not know that. Inactive, he will not be playing today.
Wide receiver? I would agree. Dobson would be my second best.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Amendola and Dobson. I'm not sure which it is.
Well, let's say this. It should be Amendola, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it should be that guy.
Let me put it to you like this. Uncovered, if we're just playing 7-on-7 versus air, and I got to have one guy run a route and I'll throw it to him, I'm throwing it to Amendola. But now when the defense gets out there and it becomes part of a real offense.
Unfortunately, you have to play football against the defense.
It muddies the water. I think both those guys are talented, but have some issues and that are keeping them from being consistently good or consistently being contributors for this offense. And by the way, that's problematic. That you only have two and you're not really feeling so sure about either of them. Probably says all you need to know about the Patriots wide receiver depth chart.
You're having a debate over which of the bad receivers is better behind Edelman. I'm telling you, and Edelman's been terrific, but what happens if he gets taken out on a given day?
He will.
Amendola. You know,
when he is neutralized
by a defense, what happens then?
Oh, when that position gets neutralized.
Yeah,
I'm
not talking about him being taken out injury-wise or missing time. I'm saying when he is, taken out of a game.
You lose in Denver.
Right.
And you can't score.
That's
because you don't have a running game to turn to.
I would agree. And I would agree with that. And I'll make an argument on Andy's side. If you want to go to Andy's point of view, the difference between this year and last year, I would say last year you were ill-equipped to win that game because you wanted to run the ball and there was no way you were going to be able to keep up with Denver's offense. Well, this year you think your defense has improved to the point where the defense can keep you in the game. So
welcome to the side of sanity, Paul.
You're afforded the luxury of doing it. I personally don't believe that to be the case.
Goodbye from the side of sanity, Paul.
I don't believe they've improved to the point defensively where they're going to be able to, play conservatively, offensively, keep the score down and win, low-scoring games.
Al from Paramus writes in, do you guys think Gronk is ever going to be back to being a great tight end?
Yes.
The reason I ask is how many great players have had the amount of operations that Gronk has had, and they've returned to being a great player again?
I can't really
answer
that
off the top of my head.
I'm sure Tom Brady's had a decent number of operations, right? Knee, foot, I guess, as he says, other ones I don't know about.
Shoulder, probably.
Yeah.
Remember early in the year, he always had those shoulder problems?
Right. So,
I'm sure he's had surgeries on those.
Yeah, I don't just assume. And the one, to me, the one that is hindering Gronkowski right now is the obvious one, the knee. He doesn't look mobile and fluid and all that out there.
We called him clumsy at times.
Yeah, that's normal. That's how you come off an ACL. I thought he was above that. I thought, you know, he's just Gronk. He'll be out there. He'll body somebody up and catch it. That hasn't been the case. But 2 years removed from that ACL, do I think Gronk can't get back to that? No, I can't. I'm not willing to say that yet. But right now, I'm concerned for the here and now. That's why I want to run it.
And I'm concerned about Gronk, too. I just have more faith that, like Beadle, I think the way you put it, 5 or 6 weeks from now, things will be a little bit different. I don't think he needs to be 100% to be much more of an impact player than he is right now.
That's what I was going the theory, sort of like I thought Gronk at 85, 90%, the Wes Welker from a few years ago would be fine.
Like
I'm
last
losing
year.
Confidence in that.
Last year I thought the 85% Gronk showed that he could still dominate. This is not an 85% Gronk, to your point. He has not played anywhere close to 100%.
Shell of himself, I like to say.
You could say that. Mike from Rhode Island writes in, the Raiders have absolutely zero shot of winning this game. The Patriots could turn the ball over 5 times and still win. Patriots win 62-0. They can't turn the ball over 5 times, can they?
Not if Oakland doesn't turn it over. Now, if Oakland turns it over 3, they could probably still win the game.
I don't think that's possible.
But, you know, I don't think that if the Patriots are -5 in turnovers in this game, I do not like their chances.
No, we got a tweet from Scotland, by the
go
way.
Go ahead. We got an email coming up from England, too.
Tuned in to the PPGS trying to forget the result of the hashtag IndyRef. I assume that's the hashtag for the vote. And, the oil is limited, but we hold approximately 25% of EU renewable energy.
Like that.
So, you know, we're even appealing to the political discussions across the pond.
We can do it all, Andy.
The Scottish.
The pond.
Get your kilt and start a dancing. I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Heed.
Paper. Making fun of my voices.
What do they call those things? The games? Where they throw, like, the big log and stuff?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they have games over there that are famous, and you throw the log.
I vaguely know what you're talking about, but I don't know what the name
is. Or maybe it's the Gaelic games, and that's probably in Ireland. They're not the same, you know.
Thanks.
They all like to drink, but they're not the same.
Well, your accents are, though.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Bertrand.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go. Let's go ahead and let's go to this email from England. Hey, Andy and Paul, you guys talked earlier in the week that because the Raiders
right there.
Are so poor defensively and the Patriots are still trying to figure out who they are offensively, that we should expect a heavy emphasis on the run today. Because it's the Raiders, is this game not an opportunity to try and get Amendola, Dobson, LaFell the ball early and often to try and gain some confidence
Dobson.
Going forward? Perhaps
yes,
most,
it is an opportunity.
Perhaps most importantly, it could give Brady confidence in these guys. I feel like the further into the season the offense continues to struggle, the harder it's going to be to fix it. Your thoughts, Ross in England.
We always have a great discussion on Tom Brady's role with this team, and I mean the team on a higher level. Mm-hmm. In the offense, and you think he has any say in inactives at the receiver position?
No.
Turn your mic on and say no.
No.
Thank you. Because, you know, he always says, I don't make, you know, the personnel decisions, those aren't my decisions, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he said he wanted to get on the same page with guys more this week. And as I said, you've eliminated two of those guys. Tompkins and Dobson, you can't possibly get on the same page or a better page than last week because they flip-flopped. So I wonder if he would have any say in that.
I don't know. I don't think he would.
He doesn't, or he doesn't want us to think he does?
Oh, definitely the latter.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
I think he's quick to point that out on all matters personnel, and I'm not sure that's always the case.
The Highland Games! The caber toss in the Highland Games.
The Highland Games, okay.
And a quick...
what do you feel, to answer your own question?
I think he probably has a little say. Maybe not enough say. Maybe not a swaying say.
I think he has more of a say in other things than he lead you to believe.
But I think he should have a little more say in. All right, come on, Bill. You expect me to get these guys involved. Well, give me the one that I like and don't just keep jerking me around.
Yeah.
Quick, another note from our boy RJ in Vegas.
Go ahead.
Raiders have lost 13 straight games in the Eastern time zone and are 4-9 against the spread, ATS. in the Eastern time zone in those games. You know what that means?
You realize how much easier it was to say against the spread.
No, I read it how he wrote it, actually.
You realize how much easier it is to say it.
But the bottom line is those numbers are sort of similar, huh? So some number is misleading. Patriots, double digit,
yes.
6-20,
yeah.
4-9. You got some number is going the other way than the trend of the numbers would indicate.
Trend? Okay. All right.
Why are you just staring at me?
You look like you had something really profound to say.
Let's start.
Got another one confirms it. Go is ahead. Indeed the Highland Games. Looking forward to seeing what the run game will like against the Raiders' run D. See, he chimed in with both. He got the Highland Games and the Patriot Games.
Let's go to Dan in Virginia. Hey, Dan.
G'day, fellas.
G'day, Mike.
G'day. For the first time game of the evening? First game home of the season?
Yes.
Good.
I'm always okay. Ready.
Got a couple of questions and then a couple of comments and then a question. The comments, the first one is in response to something someone said in the post game last week, which was about the Patriots winning so much because they're in the AFC East. I think we need to stop discounting the Patriots' success just because they're in the AFC East. You look at any of the other successful teams over the period that the Patriots have been dominant. You know, Indianapolis was in a division with Jacksonville and Houston and Tennessee, all of which had had their problems. San Diego was dominant.
Can I just stop you for division. A second?
What's that?
Can I just stop you for a quick second?
You just
sure.
Did.
During most of that time, Jacksonville was a perennial playoff team, and during part of that time, Tennessee was the best team in the AFC.
While
Manning was the quarterback of the Colts, Tennessee had two different years that they were the number one seed in the AFC.
Well, you could also say that there were a couple of years that the Jets went to, you know, the AFC Championship game, and
that's true.
San Diego was in the division with, you know, the Oakland Raiders. I mean, all these. There have been teams in each of these divisions that have had.
The West and the East have pretty much always been weak. The North and the South had their periods where they were tougher.
Yes, I understand. I'm just saying that I think, any division has had its ebbs and flows, and not only the Patriots succeeded against the AFC East, they've also had the most successful record.
That's correct.
In the Belichick Brady era. Against any of the other teams.
That is correct.
So they've obviously been doing well outside of the division as well as inside the division. So I think we need to kind of stop, you know, saying, oh, well, they play in the AFC East. So I think that's...
I think it's a huge advantage. I think it's a huge advantage to play in a weak division.
We need to kind of stop taking the gloss off the team. Anyhow, my second comment is that I think the Pats really need to come out with an emphatic win today. I don't think it's enough just to win. They're really, against a team like Oakland, they've really got to come out strong. And, really put the game away early, play well on all fronts. But on that front, the Raiders have been particularly bad against the rush. So I'm just kind of curious how Devlin's going to do today. And my other question is what exactly Edelman's going to do, given that he's struggling with a back injury this week. Do you think he'll be limited? Do you think they'll try to get some of the other guys in a little bit more? Or will he still be the number one receiver today? So those are my two questions. What's Devlin going to do today, and what's Edelman going to do today?
Devlin's going to bust heads like he normally does. Assuming his throat's not bothering him, I'm a little worried.
Hope he doesn't hit guys that are already on the ground like he did last week.
You just take cheap shots. Funny, I didn't hear you taking those cheap shots when he was on the radio.
Oh, I didn't think it was a cheap shot that he took. I just think he missed the guy he should have
blocked. No, I mean you're taking a cheap shot at him. I wasn't talking about his hit.
I expect
to be sort of the centerpiece of the offense. He always is. Passing game, maybe not the offense.
I mentioned earlier that Nick Roach and C.O. Moore won't play. Those are the kinds of guys that are going to be, you know, crowding the middle of the field. You would think Edelman would have even more space today than normal in the area that he normally operates. But you do wonder, do they look at it, like Andy says, with the hits that Edelman took last week, maybe do they lighten his load in a game that they should be able to run the ball?
It's raining.
And people were talking about the possibilities of storms.
Yeah, no, there was definitely thunderstorm chances, but according to the great Fred Kirsch in
the
sky...
We don't need any delays today or anything like that.
No, certainly not.
Is there going to be lightning? I heard you mention that earlier. Is that?
Oh, yeah, there's a chance of thunderstorms throughout the game.
I don't need any delays.
Last I'd check, it was...
Did you see the rain in that Michigan-Utah game yesterday?
I did not. Whew. Was it bad?
Yeah, they delayed the game for a while.
All right, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to delay this program for just a couple of minutes. Take a quick time out, and we'll be back with more. We'll go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino. That is coming up. That's what we call a transition in the biz.
Andy. It's called lame
you
in
should,
this biz.
You should learn something lame. About it. More on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Andy's microphone cut off again. Go nowhere.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Have a question for the boys? Call them on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 855-PATS-500 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to your host, Mark the Beetle Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Where's Eric? Is he calling in soon, Kevin? What time will we be hearing from him?
Got time to go to the bathroom.
On the program.
No, you can't go to the bathroom. You have a show. You got a responsibility.
I wonder if he wants to switch seats with me today in the press box. That's my question.
Why? We'll get, why would he want to switch seats?
We'll get to that. Why don't we save that for the interview?
Are cookies at your seat?
Nope. No cookies at my seat.
Cookies at my seat.
One of his dear friends sitting near me on the seating chart from what I see today. When I wasn't told about
it. I loved how you analyzed the seating chart.
No, I was actually, it was because a member of the media relations staff stopped me and said, just so you know, you're in whatever row today next to so-and-so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I look forward to it then.
So, to look for so-and-so. So, we'll...
So-and-so.
So-and-so. So. Let's go to the phones again.
Why don't we?
Okay. We don't have
You're the only one who can control that. Paul and I just sit here and we go with the flow. If you read an email, we respond to an email. You go to a call, we respond to a call. So go to what you want.
All right. I'm not even going to tell you next time. Let's just talk to Tyler. He's in Texas. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, I was wondering, why don't they put Aaron Dobson in more than Kimbrell Tompkins?
Paul, you want to take this one?
This is right up Paul's alley.
I'm with you. I think he's the better player. I think he has more upside. If they're both healthy, and I have no reason to believe they're not, I don't really see the comparison.
So break it up.
One of them is bigger, stronger, faster, and has better hands.
Play the role of Bill Belichick. Give me a reason why it could be happening like this week to week. The last 2 weeks or last 3 weeks, I guess. You know, we were under the, I think, presumption
just
that Dobson wasn't healthy in week one.
Yeah.
That there was still, whether health or conditioning or whatever, he wasn't
there.
And
I'm not discounting that as a factor in week three.
Oh.
You know, so that could possibly be a factor.
I'm starting to discount that as a factor. He played last week.
Yeah, I understand. Maybe he aggravated it.
Oh, well, that's an even worse sign.
Well, that's what I said. Either way,
especially
it's bad.
Since you thought he aggravated it in camp.
When you criticized the way I said bad, I said he's either still hurt, and that's bad, or
that's bad.
He's a healthy scratch, and that's bad. But yeah. I agree with the caller. I think he's a better player than Kimbrell
Tompkins. Now you're going down the road, or that's a big problem, because that would be like the third or fourth time he's heard it. Now you're going down Gronk Road, USA.
All right, let's go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino is high atop the field at Gillette Stadium inside the press box, watching things take place out on the field as both teams get warmed up and ready to go for today's matchup between the Patriots and the Oakland Raiders. Eric, give us your initial thoughts and things that have stood out to you out there on the field today.
It's moist, huh?
Oh, you know what? We should put him on. Oh, wait. That button should get you on.
Eric, it's
there
moist, huh?
Oh, so I can talk now?
Yeah,
you can talk now.
The host of this show is a gorilla, and he doesn't know when to click you on.
Well, my thoughts about what's going on are, what's up with Aaron Dobson?
That's a good point.
That's my main thought.
Paul thinks he's hurt.
Well, then he should be on the injury report, or should have been.
Paul says you shouldn't read the injury report. It's not worth the paper it's written on.
Paul says a lot of things.
Paul's just sitting over there and letting me put words in his mouth.
So far, you haven't put one word incorrectly in my mouth, so I'd have nothing to deny.
Stop putting things in Paul's mouth.
Hey, keep it clean.
I don't know why.
I heard you guys had a little row earlier in the show. Is that true?
Yeah, Paul wants to just keep throwing the ball with such success. He doesn't want to run at all.
Andy wants to score 6 points a week.
Yep, Andy thinks they have a defense, and maybe they should run the ball a little bit more and play the way, you know, Super Bowl-winning teams play.
Win 6-3.
Yeah, back in 1993.
Or 2014.
43 points. No running game to
speak
of.
There's nothing to say you can't run the ball and score points. There's nothing to say that.
Oh, yeah. No, that there is.
No, actually, there isn't.
There's tangible evidence.
All right, Eric. Sorry, we digress. So is it raining?
Fred said he saw it spittling before, but it has since stopped.
I'm sorry, what?
So we have conflicting reports from you two monkeys as to whether it's raining or not.
What did he see before?
Why did he do this?
It was like a little like drizzle.
Oh, what word did you use before?
Spittling.
Oh, okay.
Spittling. Yeah. You never heard that, Mark?
No, I didn't know what you had said. I couldn't hear what you had said.
But no, it's
the opposite of swallow.
The weather looks like it's going to be threatening all afternoon. It seems to be
threatening. Yes.
Nothing downpouring or anything, but something I think we need to keep a lookout for all afternoon. Earlier during warm-ups, there was in and out sunshine, and it looked at times like it was going to be a great day, but it's gotten completely overcast now. So the weather could end up playing a factor, which would be unfortunate.
Yeah, and as of last check, weather.com, weather my app, said 50% chance of thunderstorms and rain, so who knows. Let's get to the other side of the football. Alphonso Dennard going to miss his second straight week here.
Yeah, they're very disappointing with him, too, because, I mean, he looked like he had made progress during the week. I mean, last week he was the game time decision pregame doing his thing. That was a little bit surprising, seeing how he hadn't been on the injury report that week. He was on it again this week, but I mean, just seeing the way he interacted, at practice in the locker room, nothing gave me any indication that he was really, suffering from anything severe enough to warrant being out two games in a row. But apparently the medical staff felt otherwise, and he won't be out.
He's the rare player in the NFL who's missed more games than he spent weeks on the injury report.
Yeah, I know, right?
And you know what the unfortunate thing for on Dennard is? I really thought that he was going to solidify the starting job. Now, when Browner comes off suspension,
water money.
He's going to have an inside track of getting that back.
Yeah, it certainly hasn't clarified itself like maybe we thought it could with him getting the first 4 weeks of a chance head start to take that starting job opposite Revis. And let's stick with Revis. Is there a chance today you think we see him match up with James Jones as one of the few weapons to put fear in this defense?
Well, I would like to think so, but, I mean, it doesn't. They don't seem to be using Revis the way I was expecting that they were going to. I mean, just like last week, for instance, I thought, Greg Jennings is a good player, no doubt, but I would have thought they would have stuck him on the most dangerous weapon out there, Cordarrelle Patterson, and they didn't. They got away with it, which was great, but I'm not really sure what to make of what they're doing with Revis. So yeah, it's a possibility what you suggested, but I don't think it's a certain.
Elsewhere on the defense, you get Jamie Collins back active.
Yes,
I'm assuming you observed his pregame warmups. Any concern about his mobility, speed, or anything due to that thigh?
He didn't look like he was having any trouble in the evaluation period when he was out with the coaches and the medical staff. As he was walking back into the locker room, though, I noticed for the first time, he I don't know if he was just over-exaggerating or whatever, but he looked like he was sort of limping a little bit, but didn't show that at all in his warm-up period. So he's obviously good enough to go that they activated him, but something I think to keep an eye on.
Offensive side of the football, we go to the offensive line a little bit, where Ryan Wendell, inactive, injury. Yep. Josh Klein, just inactive. Brian Stork, active. And Dan Conley nursing an injury that may or may not have resulted in Stork playing late last week. What do we see from the interior offensive line?
Same thing we saw last week with that offensive line of Conley at center, Debbie at right guard, Cannon left guard, your two tackle mainstays. That was the first unit getting the snaps with Brady just moments ago. They're finishing up team period now and heading back into the locker room. But it looks by pregame warmups that the O-line that we have seen start the first two games will again start this game.
Interesting. You think you will get to see any of Brian Stork today, Eric?
Chances are, yeah, if I had to bet on it, I'd say we will get to see him one way or another, whether it's just in relief later in the game if the score is out of control, or if Connolly can't make it through the whole game. I do think one way or another we'll see Stork.
And do you think we see Jimmy Garoppolo today?
Ooh. I think it would really have to be a blowout for that to happen. Bill doesn't really like to do that very often, but I would bet more money on Stork than on Garoppolo.
And finally, let's get your prediction. If you're predicting that We may or may not see some rookies late. What is the score going to be?
I'm going to say that they're going to take advantage of this weak rush defense of the Raiders, try to run the ball, have some sustained drives, take some time off the clock, quicken the game by slowing down the drives. And I think it's going to be a relatively low scoring, 27-10 Patriots.
27-10 Patriots.
27-10, the pick from Eric Scalavino. Eric, I'm next to Jackie Brinn in the press box today. You want to switch seats?
I'll talk to you later.
That was like Tom Brady when they asked him about Welker taking Molly at the Kentucky Derby. I'm going to bleep and kill you.
Eric, all jokes aside, thanks for the time.
All right, guys.
All right, take it easy. He's now pissed at me.
Now he hates you like everybody else does.
What do you got? Just trying to have a show.
There's Jackie.
That's the deal, right? He has a question with Jackie. Is that the deal? Is that what goes on around here?
I don't know anything about it.
No one's actually told me what the deal is with this whole situation.
What situation? I don't have a situation.
That's what I just assumed.
You shouldn't assume.
Unlike the quarterback and his contract, I don't have a situation.
That was a good job.
I like how you did that, Paul.
Thanks.
Marky Mark is here today.
Yeah, Wahlberg out on the field. Apparently, dapping it up with Bill Belichick out there on the sideline.
Dapping it up. I like that.
You like that. It's good.
A lot of people seem to be confused that the Patriots are in their dark jerseys due to the heat. Or not due to the heat, but they're confused. You know what I mean.
That strikes me as a Belichick thing.
What?
There's no such thing.
As heat?
Yeah.
It's funny. Your team certainly looked like there was such a thing as a heat second half in Miami.
I agree. But it just strikes me as a Belichick thing. If you do that, then that gives the team an excuse to know it's hot. It's hot out.
Guess what? It's hot out.
I know.
You can't just ignore everything.
But that seems to be Bill's way.
Deny. No, you can't deny. It's cold. It's hot. It's something.
All right. Jeez, Andy,
the sun is not a problem today.
It isn't?
It's not sunny out, is it?
I don't know. I'm in a freaking cinder block room
sunny,
with you.
If it was sunny, then you
and
worry
about
the
dark colors.
And I can't
trust Fred to tell me when it's raining, it's spitling,
can't even get a definitive
spitling.
Is it raining? Is it not raining? I don't know.
We got to get out of this room.
Yeah, we do. Well,
that's what we
got
to do. We got 5 more minutes to go, and if you want to touch base with us, 855.
Please call.
Pat's 500.
Call from anywhere.
Let's
anywhere, U.S., Puerto Rico, anywhere.
Anywhere you want to call from. Puerto Rico, which is a part of North America.
Are we sure?
That it's part of North America?
They can dial that 855-PATS-500.
Yeah, I mean, it's a U.S. territory, so I'm willing to bet they have a pretty legitimate phone system there.
So they can call from American Samoa.
Hmm.
Just put you on the hot seat there.
Yeah, I would assume the same.
How you like dem apples? We got our freaking flag on the moon. Can they call from there?
That is not a part of North America. 855-PATS-500.
That's just in. Moon, not part of North America.
Norm in Chicago writes, "Hey Norman? Guys, love the show. With all the talk last week about Brady spreading the ball around, Norman, do you think he will? That said, by number of catches, who is the number three today? Also, what's the over-under on catches for Amendola? I say 3. Thanks, Norm in Chicago. P.S. Why can't Bolden be a healthy scratch? More Bolden hate this week. I love
the game hasn't even started yet, that poor guy.
Well, we had a little on Twitter when we were discussing James White and is he going down a redshirt year, and somebody said that it's a bad sign that he can't beat out Bolden. If he can't beat out Bolden, I'm concerned because most people hate Bolden.
But it's the whole thing. Substitute my rant on why the wide receivers need to be four-down players. Why do running backs need to be four-down players? Because that's why Bolden is active and White isn't. Because Bolden plays on all the special teams.
Is he good?
I don't know. I just tell you, every week I look at the sheet on
NFL.com,
and he plays 16, 17, 18 plays on special teams.
Yeah, but there are going to be 11 guys on the field playing on special teams. Does he do a good job in it? So much so that I can't have a good running back active if you believe that White is a better running back. Because playing snaps, unlike the rest of the league, I don't really give a rat's ass about snaps. If you play 6 snaps and dominate the game, then I'll take them. Everybody seems to put snap total. How about playmaking total? Maybe that's a problem around here. We have a team that plays 100% of the snaps, Paul. Every snap they play. Did we have playmakers that play a lot? That's my question. Oh, you're great. You're on the field. Kyle Arrington's played a lot of snaps for this team the last 5 years. Does he make plays? I would say that about anybody. I don't care if you play. Somebody's going to play every play. The snap is irrelevant. Have we ever fielded a team that, oh, jeez, we only had eight guys play those snaps?
Wait a minute.
Did anybody say anything about Bolden's snaps or the fact that he plays on special teams?
Right, but those are snaps. Somebody's going to play on special teams.
But I don't know if White is capable of playing on special teams.
I do, because he's a body. He's a human being, so he's capable of playing on special teams.
Okay, so then you don't understand
why you're minimizing one of the phases of the game.
Brandon LaFell plays then.
You're minimizing
the special teams. I am. I'm minimizing it.
Now that would be a better rant, because, well, be a rant that I agree with. That'd be better.
I can't stand snap
total. I don't care about snaps.
That's something you agree with, so it would be a good
snap total.
Gotcha.
This guy's played snaps. You know who played a lot of snaps? Steve Gregory. Whoop-dee-ding-dong-doo, we cut him and he's out of football.
Want to let you know that you can now get almond milk in your favorite Dunkin' coffees and lattes. Enjoy the creamy taste of almond milk in any of the Dunkin' coffees and lattes you love. Remember, almond milk is now available at Dunkin'. For almond today, America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation, that is.
That's why he doesn't usually say participation, because he can't.
They vary. It's a limited time offer. Go for almond today, Andy. That's what you should do.
Go Patriots.
Patriots.
Raiders stink. Blowout City. We'll discuss it later.
Why do we have this guy on this show anyway? Really? Paul, we could do this on our own. We should get rid of Andy. We should probably talk to the boss about that. That's what we should do. Hopefully we can get him. Hopefully we can get him fired by the time postgame comes around. That's when we'll be back right here on Patriots.com after the Pats and Raiders enjoy the game. We'll talk to you after.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now, it's game time as the Patriots take on the Oakland Raiders in their 2014 home opener.
Patriots tight formation. Quick hitter Brady with a play pick and an open. Aaron Dobson down the right side, headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio for the Xbox One Patriots postgame show immediately following the game.
Two receivers left, two to the right. Brady on a deep drop. Looking to throw. He pumps in the pocket. He fires down the middle. A wide open Amendola. Touchdown, Patriots!
Log on to Patriots.com all week for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.